بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. We were talking about self-building, and during this summer we're gonna build a complicated building, and inshallah, and the engineer and the builder of this building is yourself, is human being. So we have to know that how we can build it, and know about this some introductions about the Islamic spirituality. In the first lesson we had some discussion about the relation between soul and body, and we said that as we are thinking and we worried about the body, so because of the importance of the soul, it requires us to have the same and probably more thinking about our soul. Now, today we have a question that, what is your plan for future? Remember that we said that regarding our external life and worldly life, we may have many, many questions from the early morning that probably we think and we start with ourselves and with the other people. We may encounter many, many different questions, and we automatically answer to these questions. One of the questions that probably you, specifically you at this time and this age, that you're going to decide about your future. There is a custom here in secondary schools and probably sometimes in elementary schools and high school, that why you don't write an essay that what's going to be, for example, for you in future, what job do you want to do. And we have the same here in Iranian schools, that write down this essay for your future. And people say that, yes, I want to be this and that. And so what is your plan for future? And here, this is you that you answer it. Okay, I want to be, for example, I don't know, whatever you want to see. To say that, I want to be a doctor, I want to be an engineer, I want to be, for example, a writer, I want to be whatever, right? Yes, you probably heard this question, and you already answered to that, and you probably decided about that. Yes, and again, probably you may change it during your life. That okay, I decided before to be, for example, a dentist, and right now I want to be, for example, an engineer, and so on and so forth. We say that, no problem. It's not important. What job you're gonna have it is not so important. But the important thing is that there are some requirements here. If you're gonna be, for example, a writer, if you're gonna be whatever you think during these different jobs that we right now have it, or we may think about that in future, it's not important that what job we gonna have it, but the important one is that every job, every behavior that we are going to do it in future have some requirements. Have you thought about these requirements, that what kind of requirements should we have and should we think about for our job? Probably you thought about that, and those things that I'm hearing, just I reminded to you, is just reminding. It is not giving new things. The first one is that you have to check out your potentiality. You cannot say that, for example, my IQ is let's say for example under 50, and still I'm gonna be for example the most talented person during among my society, and you cannot say that I don't have any potentiality for writing, but I'm gonna be for example the best writer in the world. You have to check out your inside, your potentiality. Actually, probably sometimes we make mistake and we say that okay, I'm not in this level of this, for example, potentiality. But you may make mistake. You have to check it out by different means, and I mean that scientifically. You have to be sure that you have this potentiality or no. But the sure thing is that you have to be sure about your potentiality. If you don't have it, so it means that you don't have this requirement. If you don't have, for example, the elementary school, you didn't pass it, and right now you decide to go to higher school, and you are a normal person, they normally say to you that okay, so you have to go to elementary, then secondary, and so do we have this potentiality for this job or no is the first requirement that we have to be sure about. That you have to have a general plan for your job. It's not just a sudden thing that you say that okay, this yesterday I decided to be, for example, a writer, an engineer, or whatever, and I like it. Just I want. No, you have to say that okay, this is my plan. So usually we have a simple plan during your life. For example, when you want to be a literal person, so you have to say that okay, I have to go to a school, I have to pass the elementary school and high school and university and so on and so. So we need some plan, and sometimes we have this kind of simple plan that because it is a kind of habit for us, we don't think about that, but we have the plan. For example, in this camp, so you have the plan that okay, I want to go to Iran, for example, and have these classes because what is the goal is just, for example, to know about some of the Islamic teachings and be familiar with that. Okay, so my plan is that, and it takes, for example, these days, and so for your future, that is during so many years, so you need here also to have a general plan. For every job, usually we need a kind of supervision. I don't mean here the same supervisor or supervision that, for example, we have it in the universities or to be like a camera upon us. No, I mean that because of this I added that we need a kind of consultation. We need a kind of guidance for that. We cannot say that, okay, I go by my own self and think about that. How can I be, for example, a dentist? I don't talk to anyone. I don't care about the usual people. And for myself, I'm gonna be no. It is not reasonable. We have to see that how can I be a dentist? So there are some specific ways that we have to pass it. We have to make use of the experience of the other people who were before us. And so this is a kind of, we say that we need a kind of supervision, we need a kind of guidance, we need a kind of consultation with the other people to use the best time and the best way for our future job. And sure, you have to have a high ambition to be strong for that, and not to see your goal just the closest one to you. You have to think about that for your future, I want to be the best one in this job. If I want to be, for example, do you want to be, for example, a writer? Yes, I want to be a writer just to write the essays, for example, during the high school. No, this is not the usual one. You have to be the, for example, if you think about this job, so you have to have the high ambition for that, and at least to reach the closer one. But if you think about the very nearest one, so you don't go farther. And what do you think about the last requirement that I wrote it here? That for when you want to have a job, when so you have the, for example, your talent, you surely you have this potentiality, and you check it out and you consulted with the other people, and okay, you decided what is the last one that we needed. We need a fourth. You cannot sit here and say, okay, I'm gonna be a, but I'm sitting here. Why? So, okay, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, after that, this year. So, what is your effort for that? If you sit down and think and think and think, after that, you're gonna be, for example, 50 years old, still you are thinking. So the most important requirement for every job, beside high ambition that we have, beside the decision that we have, we need effort and try. And probably it is the last one here, but it is not the least one that say that, okay, it's not important. No, probably it is the most important requirement for every job that we decided to have it. Okay, here we are not going to review all external life. It is clear that maybe it is good, this review is good just to remember it again, and even it is good for our external life, that if you are going to have every job, so you have to have this requirement, and in this level, that is not the goal of this class, is important. In your high school, in your university, when you decided to have to decide about a job, so you have to review this requirement, and probably you can add to this requirement some more. Now, the goal that we have in this class is that, do you have any plan for your spiritual future? And I don't know if we remember any classes during our academic period of life that we had it before. We had any question when he asked any asking from our teachers, from the environment that we studied, that they asked us to write an essay for a spiritual future, that what gonna be, for example, for you in future from this point of view. I don't remember it actually, maybe it happened for you, that, but really what I am as a human being, I'm going to have it and I'm going to be from this point of view. Yes, I may be a, we brought some examples, dentist, an engineer, a doctor, a carpenter, whatever, I don't know. But those things, all of that, all of these jobs that we mentioned, and you may add more and more, are just for our external life. For this, during this worldly life, that it would be finished. But this dentist, this engineer, this physician can have spiritual plan, can have also a future in this view. Sure they have. They can have it. Even if they don't want it, they have it. Because anyhow, this human being either is in this way or that way. There is no choice. So you cannot say that, okay, no, I don't care. I'm gonna be, for example, a doctor, but this is regarding for my external life, and I don't care that, for example, I would be a good person or a bad person. No, you have to have it. You can. There is no choice for that. You cannot say that, okay, I'm not good and I'm not bad. None of that. So you have to have a plan for that. What is your plan for your spiritual life, for your spiritual future? And what is the guidance of Islamic teachings for this plan? What gonna be, for example, for you in future? What Islam asks us as a Muslim to be, for example, to decide it, to write it down for our future? What is that? This is the recommendation of the Islam. And probably it is the recommendation of a reason. Rationally, if you ask me that, if I'm going to be, for example, a writer, should I be the worst one? Should I be a usual one? Or should I be the best one? Rationally, all of us say that, no, it's better to be the best one. In every job. So for spirituality also, when we ask that, what kind of future, spiritual future, you're going to have it, and you have to have it in future, says that be the best person, be the best existence in this life. So the best is a very general term. It means that in knowledge, be the best. It means that the most knowledgeable person. In power, be the best. And I don't think that any of you here is maybe disagree with me that, no, I don't want to be the most powerful person. I don't like it. It is impossible. Every person likes to. So it means that when Islam says that be the best, it means that ourselves also, we human beings, like it. It means that it is by, this is the same, the exact meaning of the concept of fitra that we have it in Islamic teaching, and we need a specific time for that to explain it for you, that what is the fitra that we have, for example, in the Quran, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. What is this, the meaning of this fitra? But right now, just if we're gonna pass it shortly, we say that, okay, fitra here means that we by our essence like it and have it. So when I ask you that, do you want to be the best? Do you want to be the most knowledgeable? Do you want to be the most perfect one? Do you want to be, by our essence, we feel that yes, I like it. And even if I don't, I cannot be the best, I like those people who are the best. So this is because of our essence, that we like the best, and we want to be the best. But because we cannot, it is impossible sometimes for us, so we transfer these interests of ourselves to others, that we say that, okay, I like that. Because when you, for example, see a powerful person, so you have this kind of interest that to continue, to maybe you like this kind of condition. So the recommendation here for spiritual life is that be the best in different aspects of your life, in knowledge, in wisdom, in cognition, in whatever. Is it possible? Is it possible to be the best? What do you think? Can I be the best existence in the life? As far as we know, according to Islamic teaching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best, is the most complete existence in the life. Because of this, we worship Him. The existence itself is the best in Allah, and that this is the best existence in existence, because we gonna finish at one time, and after that, but the existence that it was and it will continue is Allah. So He is the best in existence, the best in wisdom, the best in knowledge, the best in whatever that we think about the different aspects and of one existence. So if we say that be the best, if you mean should I be the Allah, is it the recommendation of Islam that every human being should be Allah? It is impossible. It's not, because if it was possible for us to be another Allah, so it means that we have two. So it means that the first one is not the best, because we cannot have the two things besides each other that are the best. The best means is the best, is the only one that is the higher one. So what is the meaning of the Islamic teaching in our spiritual life? That is, actually we like it, and it is rationally, it is acceptable for us to be the best. So what is the meaning of to be the best in your spiritual life as we have it in our external life? If it is not impossible to be Allah, it means that try to be closer and closer to the best as far as it is possible. Here we can check out that what are the characteristics and attributions of Allah, what make Him the best, and some of these kind of things. For example, the existence, I told you that is one of the attributions. Allah is the best because He is forever. So try to be the forever, try not to be perished, try to be closer and closer to those attributions of Allah. Allah is the most knowledgeable existence. The most knowledgeable existence that we have it, and we understand it. So try to be the most knowledgeable. Yes, you cannot be, but by going through this way, by going toward Allah, you can say that, so it means that knowledge is good. We have to understand it. We have to improve and enforce my cognition and have it more and more and more as far as possible. So what is the difference, for example, between us as usual human being and the Prophet, for example, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who we consider as the best people among us human beings? One of the aspects is knowledge, that He is the most knowledgeable person, and the knowledge that we have it is the most one, because He tried and He went through that way. So if the recommendation is to be the best, and if it is not possible for us to be the same Allah, but it is possible for us to be closer to Allah, closer and closer and closer. And if you don't be astonished, you may be the same as Allah. Is it possible? We have a concept in Islamic teachings. In Arabic, they call it qurb. Al-qurbu ila Allah means nearness, closeness. And this is the main core of Islamic spirituality, that try to be near and near and near to Allah. The meaning of that is that to go through these ways that I have it like a picture here, that this is the human being, go through this way and But at the same time, when we say that be close to Allah, it means that, it doesn't mean that just to be close to Him. It means that even you can be the most closest, I don't know if this is the correct word to say that, one to Allah. And we understand it from the traditions and from the verses of the Quran, that you can be so close to Allah that probably you're gonna be the same like Him. So here I think I have a tradition here. Yes. See, I raised this question actually here, that why we don't go through these slides here, that do I have this potentiality to be so close to Allah? I have another question that I gonna discuss it later on, that it depends on my ID, to know what am I have to understand myself. So because of this I raise this question, that who am I, and I refer it to another discussion that we have to go through the attributions of human being, that really what is this human being and how they can improve their life. But the question that we have here, that do I have this potentiality to be so close to Allah? And the answer is yes. We have this potentiality to be close to Allah, and I told you that even you have this potentiality to be at the same like Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. See this tradition? Just as an example, I'm not here to go through this discussion, but just to answer that question very fast, that says that my servant, follow me, ati'ni, just ati'ni, just follow me. There is a long tradition here that it is a discussion between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet, that he says to his servant that abdi ati'ni aj'aluka mithli, my servant, follow me, I make you like myself. And inshallah, if we have time, maybe later on we have the complete text of this tradition, that after that says that I see those things that I see, and if you follow me, I make you in the way that you can see what I see. Allah says to his servant that if you follow me, I make you in the way that you can see whatever I see, and you may hear whatever I hear. So have you heard that, for example, some people who are we call them those real believer, that they may see us, find us from inside, that who are us, and it is maybe a kind of astonishing thing for us. No, this is the same thing that we attributed to Allah, that if Allah can do it, if the Prophet can do it, so this is the way that Allah transferred to the Prophet, that if the Prophet follow Allah, so it means that he has the same attribution. There is only one difference. There is one stop point, that Allah still is the creator, and it is a necessary existence. Nobody created him. But the other people, the human being, are the creator. This is the only difference. The only difference between the creator and the creature is this thing. But it is possible for every creature to be the same as Allah, the same as the creator, by keeping this difference. But how it is possible for us to be so close to Him? How it is possible for us as human being, me? Yes, you. But how? Is it possible to be like Allah? Is it possible to be so close to Allah? Is it possible to be like the Prophet? Okay, let's say even close to the Prophet. Is it possible for us? Yes, it is possible. By those requirements that we had it before. First of all, to have the potentiality. And this is a question that we have the potentiality. This is the creation of God, that He created us in a way to be like Him, to be the most and the best one. But by having the general plan for our spiritual life, by having the supervision, we cannot say that, okay, by myself. No, it is impossible. You need to know the way, and the how you can find the way by guidance. You have to consult with the other people. You have to consult the books. You have to consult the Quran. You have to consult the Prophet. That how I can be the best one during my spiritual life. You have to have the high ambition, exactly as the external life that we have it, and we worried about that. Really, is it not the important thing for your future? You people probably is the most one who were, probably are angry about their future, because like me, maybe okay, I finish it. This is my future that I have it right now. I'm in my future. Actually, it's possible for me to have another future, and surely I have it. But I worked so many, for example, days and times, and I passed away. But probably it is the most important question for you. But we can have, we cannot say the same, but we can have the at least some of those anger that we have it for external life and transfer it to our spiritual life, and have this kind of program and steps for our future. And still, again here, we need to have effort. This is not a wish to say that I wish to be the best. I wish to be a believer. I wish... Okay, it's not. You have to do it. Have you heard these verses for in the Quran? Like, for example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمَلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. عمل. عمل means effort. Means who do. Not he, the Quran doesn't say that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and sitting down, for example. No. You have to make effort, you have to do, you have to... And because of this, we have so many efforts even during the life of, for example, the Prophet. When every time of the Prophet, every second probably, every day and night of the time of the Prophet, you see that, okay, we maybe studied as a history, as a story, that the Prophet went to this war, for example, and so on and so forth. But no, these are the efforts. These are trying and trying during the spiritual life. So if you are ready, and if you are you decided to have this job, this future, so you have you cannot say to your mom that, okay, mom, I don't study. I sitting in my room, and after that, inshallah, in future, 20 years later on, I want to be, for example, a whatever. It's not impossible. The same story, exactly the same story, is for the spiritual life. If we want to have, want to be the most powerful, to, for example, to take something, and we try and we maybe have very specific exercise for that, to maybe. So this is this. If we want to be the most powerful in a spiritual life, so we have to have exercise every morning. The story is not different. Every morning we need some spiritual exercise. Because of this, for example, don't make mistake about that. Why we have continuous worshipping? Why the Islam asks us, for example, you have to have every morning, for example, your prayer and talking to God. It is amal. It is just only one amal. And the thing is that it is just the amal and the effort, the try that we have it between ourselves and God. And we have social efforts. We have to help people. This is the things that we have it in this aspect, and that the social aspect, that still it is a kind of effort for that. And it can be the steps for our spiritual development. So, if I'm asking you that, what do you want to be in future? And by question, I'm asking that, do you want to be a real believer? And if you say yes, so it means that you need it. Thank you very much. If any question, I'm ready.
What kind of things can we do to become that close to Allah?
Will you repeat it? Just you have to be fair, because my language is not so fast that to understand you. Yes.
Okay. Say we've done them requirements. What kind of things can we do to become that close to Allah? Like.
You mean that practically?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a question that probably everyone maybe have it, and inshallah. Right now I tell you something, but the first one that I'm asking you that please be patient, and inshallah during these classes that we're gonna have it, for example for like I don't know 2-3 weeks that we have it, we go through some of these practical requirements that let me just again bring you an example that if you ask me that how can I be a dentist, I maybe tell you, okay, go to the elementary school, then to high school, then to the university, and then go to, for example, that branch of university, and study there, and you're going to be a dentist, okay? But you, here, I'm not telling you that, okay, when you're going to be a dentist, so at that class, they told you that we have this kind of, for example, teeth, and when we're going to fill it up, these are the details that we needed more and more time for that. We have some practical ways, and we have this kind of recommendations practically, but as a whole, the practical aspects of our life that is helpful for us for this development is worshipping. This is the same verse of the Quran that مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create a human being and jinn, but just to worship me. So worshipping is the practical one. But what kind of worshipping? What is the meaning of worshipping? And what kind of different worship do we have, for example, individually, socially? And inshallah, you remember this question for those classes, and inshallah, those classes that we have, still we have this question, we come back to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.